Need more time? Want more from your business and your life? Welcome to the Simple Life Habits Podcast, where you'll learn how to work less, do more, and live your life with greater focus. Now, here's your host, Jonathan Milligan.
After a week of vacation, I thought I was ready to get back to work. Have you ever been like that? You get some time away and you almost get giddy excited about getting back to work. Now, some of you might say, that's not me. I hate my job. I hate my work. And hopefully you can work at changing that because I love what I get to do. And so I came back and thinking I was ready to get back to work. I was very intentional while I was on vacation at unplugging. I made sure that work was not going to follow me on vacation. My only plan was to do some reading and spend some time with my family. The problem was when I got back to work, it was incredibly hard to get focused. Now, I felt rested and recharged. I enjoyed my time with my family. So my question I was asking myself is, why is my productivity at an all-time low? Have you ever had that question? Maybe you felt that way of, everything seems to be going right. Why can't I seem to get focused? Why can't I seem to get to work? Well, for two entire days, work and I were at war. And maybe that is true for you. Maybe you feel that right now. Work and you are at war. Work and that project, you're at war. I was having a difficult time finding the motivation, the energy, and the passion for my work. And it wasn't until I sat down to analyze my problem that I discovered why. And here was the reason why. Most of the work waiting for me was reactive work. Reactive work can come over you like a tidal wave. It can snuff out your creativity, it can drain your energy, it can wane your enthusiasm. Now you say, well, what, Jonathan, is reactive work? Well, reactive work includes things like, you know, the loud, nagging task that's not important, but it really feels urgent. Reactive work is other people's agendas that are now waiting on you, and you feel the pressure of the expectations of others waiting on your shoulders. And that becomes your day. Your day is filled up with other people's agendas. Reactive work is the thing you said yes to without thinking of when you are actually going to do that. Reactive work is emails you can't delete because they require a thoughtful response. Yeah, something more in depth, maybe an additional conversation. And reactive work is emails that are sitting in your inbox because they require a decision to be made by you that you're just not ready to make the decision right now. So I decided in that moment of realization, of my aha moment, that I still had the power to choose. And so here's what I chose. I chose to do creative work first. And that's what I want you to do. What is the creative work for you? What is it that you do that you would consider the creative work? That doesn't mean that, you know, this only applies to an artist who paints. Creative work is that thing that you do when you come most fully alive. Creative work might be a spreadsheet, but creative work, intentionally choosing to do creative work first, changed everything around for me. Most mornings for me are solely dedicated to this daily creative work. I consider creative work to be anything related to creating value through text, audio, video. For me personally, this includes things like blog posts or books, recording this podcast you're listening to, videos for products or courses I'm working on. Now for you, creative work might be anything that allows you to be proactive in your work instead of reactive. Now, what I did is I intentionally pushed creative work in the front, and I pushed reactive work to second. So I said, do reactive work second. So everything that was kind of screaming at me in the morning, I said, I'm pushing it to the afternoons. I'm not going to do it now. I'm pushing other people's agendas. I'm pushing emails. I'm pushing that loud screaming task into the afternoon so I can carve out time to do creative work first. So as best you can, push that reactive work to the afternoons and religiously protect your mornings. If there's anything that's been the secret to any success that I've achieved, it is being religious about protecting my mornings. So, a quick side note for you side hustlers. I know what you're thinking right now. That's great, Jonathan, but I work a full-time job and my creative work is on the side. I'm trying to get a blog going. I'm trying to get a side business going. So what do I do? Well, first of all, I know how you feel. I was there once when I had to figure out how I was going to fit my passions into the margin of my life. You know, I didn't have the freedom to spend a morning at Panera Bread fully immersed into my writing. However, not making time for creative work or finding excuses why I couldn't do creative work wasn't serving me well. And that's when I personally made the decision to work for myself first. So maybe that's what you need to do. Maybe if your creative work is not part of your day job, you need to work for yourself first. And what that means is to carve out time before you gave of your time to your employer, intentionally choose to work for yourself first. For me, that was between 5 to 7 a.m. in the morning. I knew that was the best time for me to become fully immersed in my creative work. Those early hours of the morning had the fewest interruptions and allowed me to do my creative work first. And if you manage yourself well by getting to bed early, you'll actually find that you can carve out 10 plus hours a week to work on your passion, your side hustle. So my challenge for you today, restructure your schedule for a week. Place that creative work in the morning. If you are not doing the creative work in the morning for your day job, then push it into working for yourself first. Do an early morning session and do that thing first. And then push all the reactive work to the afternoons. And you'll never go back to doing reactive work in the mornings. This podcast is brought to you by the 30-Day Get Productive Challenge. It's a free online video course you can take to double your productivity in the next 30 days. Along with the challenge, you get worksheets, PDF checklists, and more. To start the challenge, just go to jonathanmilligan.com.